Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Ooh, Chicago, bring us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Jim Blasingame with a little raspy voice, but I show up just like you folks. I'm glad you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, our good friend. Stephen Gaffney Group is the name of his company. JustBeHonest.com is the website. Be a change champion. Stephen, is that your new one?
Yeah, but I'm now actually working on my latest book, which is all around this team performance that we're talking about.
There you
about.
Go. That, really that, a great, when's that coming out?
It looks to be by, I would say, by the summer, if not by within.
And, yeah, so you know you have to launch it on the show, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love to.
Well, we've launched all the others. Why not, right?
Yeah, so, I think that'd be great.
All right, so we've been talking about high-performance teams. Folks, in the previous segment, Stephen helped us understand the difference in a team and a committee. If you're putting together a community action group, make a committee. If you're putting together fellow members of your team or your company, call it a team. And you can go back and listen to why he said that. But there are certain high-performance factors that you've identified, yes. Stephen, I want you to talk to us about.
Yeah, so let me just give people a framework of this. So I do work, obviously, with these big companies, small companies. I've done work with the military, all different industries, the unions. I've done just all kinds of stuff. And so what I started to realize is there are certain essential elements of a high-performing team. So why are some teams more, you know, high-performing versus others? A lot of it happens by accident. But I realize there's 11 essential elements of a high-performing team. So we can go into them immediately. And
sure.
This is really how to make it into a team. So here's the first one. Know your PGS. PGS stands for purpose, goals, and strategy. What I realized is a lot of quote-unquote teams are really not high-performing teams, and most of them aren't even teams. And the reason is because a lot of people don't even know what the purpose is. Let's go back to that, you know, when you have a relationship with your customer or internal teams or whatever. What's not getting said is what is the real purpose of it? So if somebody thinks like, well, I just need to be part of this team, but it's really about my own individual job, my own individual agenda, that's not really clear on the purpose, versus the purpose of a team is so that all the individual members do a much better job. When you really look at it, that's what it is, right? Let's take, you know, we're headed into the Super Bowl. We got New England and L.A., gosh, and they, you know, here's the deal. They to get there, they had to think of the team first, their position second. But really what it is the, by thinking of the team first, it makes each individual much better at their job. Here's the most fascinating thing I found out. By working with teams, when a team makes the job performance increase, your individual job performance increase. So when you're a member of a team that is high performing, you're going to do better in your job. So know your PGS means
you think that's because other people will elevate you. You'll be inspired. If you're in a team, you'll be inspired by someone, or maybe they'll inspire you through their. They'll pull you up through inspiration, or maybe their poor performance will cause you to step up your game a little bit. I can see it happening both ways.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's a factor people rarely think about. When you're a member of a good team, right, that means you get great straightforward feedback, right, because we all need to work better as a team. So you're going to have much more getting that unsaid that I'll often talk about, feedback. And that, why is that important? Because we all have blind spots. You know, I often like to joke with people. People say, I know my blind spots. It's so silly. You don't know your blind spots because if you knew them, they're no longer a blind spot.
Right.
So actually what I found out is we really don't realize how we come across, and we often don't realize our weaknesses. And what we need is people to give us constructive criticism. And in a high-performance team, when you know you've got to be successful together, you're not going to hesitate because you've got to be, hey, you got to pick up the – you know,
right.
you're falling down on the job, or it could be a positive. How can I help you? Because you look weak in this area. But whatever's going to happen is we're going to give people straightforward feedback, and it's about the blind spots. So teamwork works great because you actually can handle and give people advice on what they're
saying. Well, and that's the dynamism of a team.
Right.
And also, there's a couple of other terms that I like to think about in this kind of discussion. One is what James Surowiecki called the wisdom of crowds. When you got a team, you got a diverse group of thinkers. And make sure that you have a diverse group, folks. Make sure that you put a truck driver in one of your meetings with one of your managers about how to deliver stuff. That's one thing. And anyway, that's just an example of how you think about having a team. Also, another one is on the farm. When I was growing up, I learned about something called hybrid vigor. You put two animals together and you produce a better animal. You put a group of people together, you get a better product. Hybrid vigor. What do you think?
Yeah, and actually, you hit the nail on the head earlier, too, on another point, which is diversity. You know, diversity is getting lost in a lot of things, you know, what's out there and stuff like that. But I think fundamentally what we all agree is that having a diverse group of people, in other words, diversity of thought is key. So if you only hire people that are like yourself,
right.
Hey, you might have what looks like a great team, but it's not functional.
That's what Surowiecki talked about in his book. That's exactly right.
So here's why I get so excited about this. You know, one of the signs of a healthy team. So how do you know you have a healthy team? Is there should be conflict. People, you know, say, well, we have great teamwork because, you know, there's not, we just move forward. And I often ask people, well, how are you having heated debates, heated conflict? Conflict is good. Not resolving conflict is bad.
There you go.
But conflict in and of itself is good. So I've got...
Hey, Stephen, I'm sorry.
Like
I got to wrap it up. JustBeHonest.com is his website. Good job, Stephen. Come back soon.
I will.
Thanks, Stephen. Stephen Caffey, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.